Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, AP. Malaysia is preparing for its worst floods in a decade after heavier-than-expected monsoon rains caused severe flooding that killed 3 people and displaced more than 90,000. The National Disaster Command Center online portal said Friday that 94,778 people, from more than 28,000 families, across 9 states were evacuated to 527 temporary shelters. The northeastern state of Kelantan, bordering Thailand, was the worst affected, with 63,761 people evacuated from their homes, followed by neighboring Terengganu with 22,511. Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim said Friday that all cabinet ministers were banned from going on vacation. He said they have been instructed to provide assistance in flood-prone areas. All ministers have been told to go to the ground. Yes, leave has been frozen for them, Anwar was quoted as saying by National Bernama News Agency. His deputy, Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, who heads the disaster response, said Thursday that floods this year were expected to be worse than 2014, when more than 250,000 people were displaced and 21 killed. He was cited by local media as saying that weather forecast indicated that heavy rainfall next month would likely affect more states. Zahid was quoted by New Straits Times as saying that government agencies were prepared to tackle the disaster. Nearly 83,000 personnel and thousands of rescue boats, four-wheel vehicles and life jackets as well as 31 helicopters are ready, he said. The government has also identified 8,481 temporary evacuation centers nationwide that can accommodate over 2 million people, he said. Given the severity of the situation, all parties have been mobilized to ensure the safety and welfare of flood victims, he was quoted as saying by National Bernama News Agency. Floods are common in parts of Malaysia during the annual monsoon season, that starts in November and could last until March. The Meteorological Department has said the country can expect between 5 and 7 episodes of heavy rainfall during this period. The Associated Press.